A quick little quiz for you. Going east to west, what do Spring Valley, Wisconsin, Spring Valley, Minnesota, and Hot Springs, South Dakota have in common? They all have big caves that you can go into and tour. And it's fascinating to go into these caverns underneath the earth, see the mineral deposits and crystals as they're lit up by the lights. But you can also go on sort of extended tours. They call them spelunking tours. And that's where you put a little headlamp on, venture into the darkness, into remote caverns, having to squeeze your way through narrow passageways, maybe through little holes, to get back in there. Now, if you're like me, and the thought of being in the dark with a little headlamp and trying to squeeze your way through a little hole to another cavern makes your heart start to race a bit, your palms to sweat. Well, it seems like on face value, what Jesus is talking today about in the Gospels is kind of like spelunking, that getting to heaven is a bit like spelunking, that you have to squeeze your way through a narrow passageway and work your way into that beautiful cavern, heaven. I can think of some responses people might have when they hear this gospel today. There are those that would sadly just say, I give up. There's no hope that I am beyond God's love and there's no chance I'm going to get there. In today's society, I think you'd have a lot of people would hear this and say, well, it doesn't matter. The gate's open. Everybody gets to go through and go to heaven. So it doesn't matter. Then there's those that would really dig into their faith life, maybe, making sure they're following all the rules, doing all the prayers, all the precepts of their faith, very faithfully, every day. Making sure that they cross their T's and dot their I's in an individual practice of faith that says, I'm going to make my way through that gate. I'm going to earn my way into heaven. Well, all three of these responses are incorrect. They're based on a reading of Scripture that isn't valid. When we read Scripture, we have to take the little passage we hear at the Mass every time and put it in the context of the whole canon of Scripture. Old Testament, New Testament, but especially within the context of what Jesus says in the Gospels. For those that would say they don't have any hope, that first reading we heard from Isaiah, and then Jesus reinforces that first reading at the end of our Gospel today. And then we see Jesus throughout all the Gospels going out to seek those that are lost, those that have no hope. That should be a sign of great hope to them, that they are not beyond God's love, that nobody is beyond God's love and mercy. And it's also a reminder to those of us of faith to be a beacon of hope to those that have no hope, to remind them that in Jesus Christ there is hope. For those out there that be tempted to think it doesn't matter, everybody's going there, I think they need to reread their scriptures. Today and elsewhere in the Gospels, Jesus is very, very clear. There is a gate. And how we live our lives matters. That there will be a judgment based on how we lived our lives. And the path through that narrow gate is the path of discipleship, of taking up our cross every day and following in the footsteps of Jesus. And for those that are going to dig in and really start their individual practice of faith by saying their prayers and going to masses and doing all, following all the rules and the laws of their faith, Jesus is very outspoken and redundantly clear in the Gospels, especially when he talks to the scribes and the Pharisees, that the blind following of rules, laws and precepts will not lead you to God. Rather, it's actually an exercise in narcissistic behavior that causes us to go inward and our hearts get hardened to God. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, really wrestles with this, the following the law versus discipleship in Jesus. He talks about when he's young, and he was so zealot as a Jew, following all the laws and the rules of his faith, right down to the letter of the law. Then he has this conversion to become a disciple of Jesus, a discipleship that's based on love and forgiveness and mercy. And he really wrestles with this in his mind. And he comes to this conclusion: love is the fulfillment of the law. And last Friday in our daily readings, we were reminded by Jesus of the same fact. When he responds to that scribe's question, what is the greatest commandment? And we all know it's love God and love our neighbors, to love others. And it's a love that will allow us to enter through that narrow gate, that we accept this free gift from God. Salvation and eternal life cannot be earned, but it's a free gift that we get from God, and we just accept it. And we accept God's love into our heart. And it overflows, and we go out and we serve others in love. And Pope Francis is very, very clear that when we serve others, when we help others, that's when we encounter Jesus. That's when we get to know Jesus. And to me, here's the interesting thing that I thought of. That as we do this, as we serve others with the love of God, one day, unknown to us, we'll realize that we have passed through that narrow gate and we're already basking in the joy of God's great love in our life here and now. For Jesus, it's not about the sheer number of masses we attend or the prayers that we say or how many times we receive the sacraments, but it is how these beautiful and valuable tools of our faith life lead us to conversion of heart, to receive and share God's love. How will you follow the path of discipleship this week? Or more simply, how will you love this week?